The greens are getting greener, and Riverside has been getting in their first official practices this week. On the girls' team, the Bulldogs feature Addie Brink, who placed fifth in the state last year while averaging 46.3 per nine holes, alongside some top returning talent. The boys feature Garrett Huff, Mason McCready, and AC Roller, who all medaled last year. Head coach Mitch Rice has started to see this program grow for both the boys and girls teams, which he anticipates to be at the top of the conference this season.
We have 25 golfers out this year. We have 13 boys and 12 girls currently signed up to play, which is the most we've ever had. I think we had 23 in our first year, Coach Crum and I. And, you know, we have on the girls' side, we have Addie Brink returning as the fifth place state medalist last year. Played phenomenal up there. Really excited to see what her senior campaign brings. But she has a lot of girls with some experience coming back. We have some other incoming players coming in that will be able to fill a full roster every meet and be able to go compete. And I really feel that the girls will be able to go out on the in the conference and finish in the top couple. On the boys' side, you know, we really only had three golfers last year, and they also dueled as track athletes, so we didn't have them every meet. And we have a bunch of freshmen coming out this year, and those boys coming back, and each one of those boys coming back, Garrett Huff, Mason McCready, and AC Roller, all were able to earn either a medal or a runner-up in that meet last year. We have a couple incoming freshmen that I feel that are going to break the varsity lineup that, you know, play a lot. I've played with some going out, and when I go out with my son and those types of things, again, I think that they can go in the top two or three in the conference as well.
With the spring weather in Iowa, the Bulldogs have been able to prepare for the unanticipated weather conditions that Southwest Iowa brings. Putting with precision while utilizing the short game will be the top two aspects for the Bulldogs to prepare for hitting the course this year. These athletes have access to the best resources, including an indoor swinging simulator and a golf swinging instructor, for when the Midwest weather jumps back to Iowa.
When came out my first couple years, Coach Crum and I really, really worked on every kid's individual swing and, you know, tried to do all these things. And now it's more we want to be game management. You know, swing coaches are out there if they want to go do those types of things. So we don't have to break all of that down. You know, we do have an indoor simulator that we purchased a few years ago so the kids can practice when it's cold. And we have a swing plane trainer down there. So there's things that they can work on their own. And that's what I'm loving right now is that they're wanting to do those things and they're willing to get out and do that. It's fun to just watch them grow and go. So having a bunch of freshmen this year, I think is exciting because being able to watch them over the next 4 years, because we didn't know what this year would look like with having just the three upperclassmen last year. And, you know, two of them now this year are seniors, and we didn't know what the years to come would look like.
Riverside is just looking to go out and compete this season with any team they face off against. While Brink looks to lead the way once again for the Riverside girls, the Bulldogs also feature Jaden Beckman and Autumn Bennett, who will make an impact on the course. If these teams can adjust the diverse courses while diversifying their game, this will be a season of Bulldog success.
They're going to go from riding on carts all the time and playing golf, you know, to two, being out there. And the one, the walking of it's going to mess with them a little bit just for the exercise of it. Most of them do run track as well, but just I think the growth is going to come for them, the experience, because playing different courses, you know, most of them only play our course, and when they get out and start to go see other courses and how greens roll and there's a dog leg left instead of all the dog leg rights or whatever it may be, and to see the mental side of that, I think that's going to help them as the season goes on. We were able to get them into a couple extra 18 hole tournaments, so I think that will also benefit them in the long run. So I think the mental side of it on for the boys for sure. On the girls' side, I just want to see them go out and compete. You know, we're fortunate. Addie's a family lifelong golfer, and you know she'll lead the way for us, and she'll be able to go post that low score most of the time. And this year, I think that we have some other girls, and you know, Jaden Beckman and Autumn Bennett, and that can go out there and lay some scores down that'll help us. And we just got to find one of the last three girls to post a score every round. And I think there'll be more consistency with that this year, which will develop in our overall team scores.
The Bulldogs will drive into the season starting on Friday, April 5th against Tri-Center at 4 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.